Hey there, how's it going? Cam here from Training Tilt. Welcome to another episode of Endurance Coaching Business. So I'll just move my microphone a bit closer to me. First of all, thanks to those who gave me feedback on the last episode, Shutting Down, where I talked about my thoughts behind today's plan, one of our competitors shutting down. So that was interesting to hear what your thoughts were. So thanks to you. Also, thanks to those who commiserated us shutting down. Sorry about the confusion there. We were not shutting down, obviously. It was about the competitor. So obviously you were reached out to commiserate for me before reading the blog, but that's okay. At least you care. But no, we're definitely not shutting down. So thanks for that. It's nice to get feedback from my podcasts and blogs, because a lot of the time you guys might feel this as well. Put a lot of stuff out into the world and you think maybe people are listening, but you don't know if you don't hear back. So please do let me know if you have any thoughts, or just say hi and let me know that you are listening or reading. That would be really awesome. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about a marketing concept I heard about a long time ago. So it's nothing complicated. It's just a very simple thing. And I've heard it framed as selling sawdust. So it's a marketing concept, really, drawn from a traditional business like a sawmill. So, you know, when you're running a sawmilling business, your main product is creating timber or lumber for building supplies. But when you create that timber, one of the byproducts is, of course, sawdust. So when you think about sawdust, sawdust is a product in itself, but it's not made to be sold as a product. It just happens to be produced when making other products. But the sawdust isn't wasted. It's sold and used in loads of other things, like gardening, smoking meat, animal bedding, oil spill cleanup. I used it for a lot for that when I used to work in my dad's workshop, working on my cars, working on tractors and stuff. There'd be constantly oil leaking everywhere, so we just always had a big bin of sawdust to chuck on there, let it soak it up, and sweep it up and chuck it away. What else? Packaging, and even for lots of types of crafts and DIY stuff. So all this to say, it doesn't go to waste, and it can add to the sawmill's bottom line. So instead of just chucking it away, it can be used and sold and even make some money. So how does this relate to us in the endurance coaching world, to you as a coach? Well, it's really just about spotting your own gold and what can be found with the hard work that you already do in when you're creating your existing products, which is really the time you put into coaching your athletes. So how do you discover your own coaching sawdust? So in endurance coaching, sawdust, one example that I want to talk about today is maybe those bespoke training plans that you've, you know, put a lot of heart and soul into building for an individual athlete. So you tailor the plan, you make it precise and packed with value. But then once that athlete has done that training, what happens to it? For the most part, nothing. I mean, you might reuse some of it from your own head, but you can use that for other things. So let's just talk about how you build a custom plan. So some athletes do have unique requirements and you build it custom because of that. But we're all more similar than we are different. So why not repurpose some of that work that you've put into these personalized plans into a template, for example, that can cater to other athletes that have similar goals and attributes to the athlete that you customize that plan for. So this way, you're not starting from scratch every time, and you can provide more value using this to more athletes at once. So this isn't about replacing one-on-one coaching or anything. It's just about repurposing that work that you've done and selling your sawdust. So by doing this, not only making you can not only make your coaching more accessible to others, like sell those as template plans, you're opening up a new revenue stream. So it's win-win. So more athletes get access to your expert guidance, and you can and you can get to maximize the value of your hard work. So plus this strategy can help you like tap into new markets, reach athletes who aren't necessarily looking for one-on-one coaching, so you wouldn't be able to access revenue from them anyway, or they just don't want that full level of customization, and a plan that was customized for someone else that's similar to them is good enough for them. And of course, you don't charge as much for it. So this can make your business more sustainable over time with a more sustainable business. I mean, I've talked about this a lot. Multi-tiers, multi-products, lower cost products that with lower touch, less money, but you do the work once and then get the money over and over again. But selling sawdust doesn't really need to be just something like a training plan, and it doesn't need to necessarily be something that you sell either, because there's value in products that you don't necessarily sell. For example, content marketing. So your sawdust from lots of different operations in your business could contribute to your content marketing efforts. So that can help you attract, save you time and attract new clients, save you time creating content, which will help you attract new clients, as we all know. So here's just a few things that you could use. So like group Zoom calls. So say you do group Zoom calls with your athletes with a little bit of extra work, you could take those group calls where you're teaching and turn them into an interactive webinar or a case study for other athletes to learn from. And you can use that in your content marketing. Another thing is like recorded feedback sessions with permission from your athletes, of course. You could record a session of you giving them feedback on their training, you know, like a monthly review or something. And that would give potential customers like a different outlook on your coaching. You know, they get a real world glimpse into what it is with your personalized coaching. And athlete testimonials. So sort of sawdust in a way where, say they do a race, you capture their thoughts, their feelings after the race. And this can be, it can be really raw, but it can be really genuine and like highly persuasive for attracting new customers. So it's sawdust because you've put all the work into their training, they put all the work into the race. You can quickly capture that afterwards and then reuse it in your marketing. And a lot of that stuff goes to waste. Not all athletes will proactively go out and spread the word, recommend you. So if you can get on top of that, reuse that sort of stuff, that's great. So that's finding the sawdust in your business, like all the work that you already do, trying to figure out what parts of it you could reuse and either sell or use to help you with your business, like content marketing. So just wanted to quickly talk about a feature and training tool that can help with this. So repurposing training plans. So that's the first one I talked about. So you've created this customized plan for an athlete. You've spent hours working on it and you think, well, this could be really useful as a template plan that I could offer for like group coaching, or maybe you just want to offer it as like a one-off plan that you can sell. We've got all the tools to enable you to do that. So the first one is, of course, you can just take that using our export to training plan. You can just go to an athlete calendar, select the date range, and export all of those planned workouts, all your structured workouts and everything, and export it to a template training plan and training tool. So a template training plan is just a plan that has doesn't have dates on it, just like week 1 to week X. So we'll say week 1 to week 12. say, and it's just got all the workouts on it. And then once you've got that template plan, you can do lots of things with it. So you can sell it in your own online store as part of your platform as a downloadable PDF. You can sell it as a interactive training plan within your own Training Tilt site, so like a membership to your training platform where they'll get access to that plan, they can put it on their calendar and use all of the great features we've got inside Training Tilt, like connect it up to their Garmin so they can do structured workouts and all of that sort of thing. So that's a really cool feature that's developed well over time. And yeah, there's lots you can do with a template training plan. So I think that's it for now. So as business owners, we should always be looking for ways to extend the reach of our expertise and make our businesses more sustainable. So reselling your sawdust or selling your sawdust with this type of mindset, we can really uncover these new types of opportunities that we might never have thought about before. So if you've got any ideas, if this triggers any ideas in your head about what you might be able to resell, please let me know. I'd love to hear it, and I might even be able to help. So thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next time.